Hi, it's Mike again, and I hope the last few minutes in listening to these songs have been a great encouragement to you. I want to share a thought with you that spoke to me the other day just reading through the book of 1 Peter. You know, when I was in high school, science was not my best subject. As a matter of fact, one of my favorite little high school memories is the day that we did a science experiment in chemistry class. My lab partner was my good friend and lifelong church mate, Ronnie Key. And Ronnie and I one day were working on a lab experiment, and without meaning to, these two old dumb football players, me and him, were heating a closed container. Within it was hydrosulfuric acid. Now, you science lab buffs out there already know what's about to happen. Ronnie and I are just having a great day, and before we knew it, our container exploded, and that acid went all over the room. I think something like 10 or 12 people had to go home and change clothes because they had holes in their shirts and pants. And there's no telling how much money we cost parents that day, but Ronnie and I, needless to say, failed that particular lab experiment, and I knew pretty quickly I was not going to be a scientist. But as I think about those lab experiences, I've thought about this idea of a litmus test. You know, you run these tests and you want to see what properties are in with a particular substance, and there's all these tests that you would run, and if it comes back this color or that color, you kind of know what the chemical is that you're dealing with. Did you know that God put in the book of 1 Peter a litmus test for worship? Those qualities and characteristics that help us know that real, authentic, life-changing worship is happening. I don't know about you, but there have been many Sundays when I've walked off the platform and wondered, did anything really happen here today? Well, I want to show it to you, and maybe this will speak to you about your personal life, and perhaps it could speak to you about your ministry and maybe even your church. It's one verse of Scripture found in 1 Peter. Listen to what it says in verse 22 of chapter 1. By obedience to the truth, having purified yourselves for sincere love of the brothers, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. God's litmus test for worship. Three things I'm convinced the Scripture is telling us will be present in any ministry that's experiencing authentic worship, or any Christian. And here they are: obedience to the truth, purity in our hearts, and sincere love for the brethren. So how about you? Is your life marked with those three things? Is your ministry marked with those three things? Is your church marked with obedience to the truth, purity in our living, and love for each other? If they're present, worship's happening. If they're not present, then perhaps all we're really doing is building a new Tower of Babel, something reaching toward God for the sake of our own name. So, measure it. Look at this litmus test for worship and draw your own conclusions about what God's doing in your life. But be assured of this: the Lord so desperately wants to reveal His character through your life and through your ministry. Ask Him. He'll help you do it for the glory of His name. Lord Jesus, I want to pray for my friends that are out there every week, every day, leading ministry through music and worship. Empower them, Lord, to see things the way you see them. And help them, oh God, lead ministries that reflect your character, obedience to the truth, purity in their lives, and sincere love for the brethren. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, and have a great day.